This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy Bigby. The Israeli military says it shelled southern Lebanon in response to rocket fire at northern Israel. The army said that two rockets were fired at Israel on Tuesday, and one was intercepted by aerial defense. No injuries or damage were reported. It was the first barrage of rockets from Lebanon into Israel since the May war with Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip. The rocket fire came hours after a reported Israeli airstrike in northern Syria. A Syrian war monitoring group said the Israeli airstrike targeted a weapons depot belonging to Iranian-backed militants operating in the area. At least three rockets hit near the presidential palace on Tuesday, shortly before Afghan President Ashraf Ghani was to give an address to mark the major Muslim holiday, Eid al-Adha. There were no injuries, and the rockets landed outside the heavily fortified palace grounds. According to a spokesman for the Interior Minister, no one immediately claimed responsibility for the rocket attack, but police quickly fanned out across the area. One car parked on a nearby street was completely destroyed. Police said it was used as a launching pad for rockets. The Biden administration says that it will evacuate about 2,500 Afghans who work for the U.S. government and their families to a military base in Virginia pending approval of their visas. The administration notified Congress on Monday that the Afghans will be temporarily housed at the Fort Lee Army Base south of Richmond starting next week. The announcement comes amid growing concerns for the safety of Afghans who served as translators and in other support roles for American troops and diplomats as the Biden administration rapidly withdraws U.S. forces from Afghanistan. More at VOAnews.com. This is